Now, Sarah Castor Perry takes us back to the year 1869, and this week in science history, which saw the birth of influential embryologist and Nobel Prize winner Hans Spemann.
This week in science history saw in 1869 the birth of Hans Spemann, a German embryologist who won a Nobel Prize for his work on embryonic development and discovery of organizer areas in the embryo. Spemann was born in Stuttgart to a publisher and his wife. After attending school and doing a year's military service, at the age of 22 he attended the University of Heidelberg to study medicine. 2 years later, he moved to the Zoological Institute of Würzburg, where he began his career in examining cell lineages, heredity, and embryo formation. In the first few years of the 20th century, as a professor of zoology at the Zoological Institute in Freiburg, Spemann's work began to focus on the formation of the embryo and the groups of cells in the embryo that would become particular tissues in the adult, and how to extract and study them. In vertebrates, after an egg has been fertilized, the newly formed embryo begins to divide until it forms a ball of cells. As these cells all migrate around the ball, they form what is known as the gastrula stage, with chemicals released at different parts of the embryo telling the cells where to go and what to become, muscles, nerve cells, and so on. The part of the embryo that Spemann worked on is known as the dorsal lip. A group of cells on the dorsal lip, now known as Spemann's organizer after Spemann's discovery, causes the formation of a structure called the notochord. This tells other cells around it to form the nerve cord, i.e. the spinal cord, and groups of cells called somites that will become the muscles, parts of the vertebral column, and the skin. So essentially, this organizer determines which part of the embryo will become the back or dorsal side of the developed animal and tells the cells around it what structures and tissues to form, a process known as dorsalization. In order to prove that it was indeed this area of the embryo that was causing the dorsalization, Spemann and his PhD student, Hilda Mangold, transplanted a group of cells from the dorsal lip onto the opposite side of a second host embryo. They used different species of salamander as the donor and the host, chosen as their coloration was different and the cells from the donor and the host could be told apart. What they found was extraordinary. Where they had implanted cells from the donor's dorsal lip, a second notochord formed, which told the host cells to form a second spinal column and set of somites on the opposite side to its original ones, basically forming a Siamese salamander with two spinal columns, two heads and two tails, but sharing a single belly. This proved that something in that group of cells on the dorsal lip was responsible for organising the surrounding cells to form dorsal structures like the nerve cord and the somites, hence why Spemann termed the group of cells an organiser. This work took Spemann and Mangold the best part of 10 years to complete, and it was published in full in late 1924. Tragically, Hilda did not live to see the publication, as she was killed in a domestic explosion in September of the same year. The work they had completed together led to Spemann receiving the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine in 1935. Spemann continued to study different organisers, as well as pioneering techniques that were the first step towards cloning, right up until his death from heart failure in 1941. His discoveries led on to further investigations into organisers. For example, we now know the exact chemicals that are released by Spemann's organiser that cause nerve and somite formation. Chemicals with names like noggin, cordin and follistatin. All these chemicals are, evolutionarily speaking, pretty ancient. Similar versions are found in all vertebrates and in arthropods such as fruit flies. The ability of cells in an early embryo to know whether they should form back or front structures and tissues is clearly essential for the development of an animal, and so the chemical mechanisms behind it are thought to have evolved in our common ancestor with arthropods over 500 million years ago. Spemann's work throughout his life broke new ground and has been fundamental to our understanding of how dorsal structures of an embryo are formed. The Nobel Prize was a fitting reward for years of hard work into embryonic development, and it is tragic that his student and colleague Hilda Mangold, who helped him complete the work, did not live to see their success.
That was Sarah Castor Perry explaining how this week in science history saw the birth of Hans Spemann, who went on to be awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1935 for his discovery of the effect now known as embryonic induction, or how cells in an embryo are directed to form certain tissues and organs. That's all we have for this Naked Scientist Newsflash, which featured Helen Scales and Sarah Castor Perry. The Naked Scientist Newsflash is produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you enjoyed the Newsflash, then please check out the Naked Scientist podcast. Every week, we bring you the latest in science news, interviews, answers to your questions, and a kitchen science experiment that you can have a go at home. Join us on the web at thenakedscientist.com, and we'll be back with another roundup next week.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.